Hello. It's Monday, the 18th of March, the year of our Lord 2024. Welcome back to Liberty Tactics, first show of the week. I'm here tonight with Catherine and Christine. Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Hi, ladies. I'm very well, thank you. How are you both doing?
Really good,
Doing
thank you.
great. Very good.
Any
Good, good.
update about what happened over the week? Any drama? A big happy birthday to Miss Kimberly Isherwood, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I actually popped to see Kim last night. We had a Chinese and whatever. And yeah, it was really nice. It was nice. So big happy birthday to Kim. There is one thing, and I didn't actually put it out for a story, and I just remembered about it. So I just quickly, if you don't mind, can I just, we spoke about last week the puberty party. I don't even think I told you this, Lou, afterwards, what actually came out about it. So they were having this puberty party, and our argument, they were saying about 12 to 13, it was celebrating adulthood. But what actually happened, because we got the lady now, the mother, has taken it down, but she posted it up, right, initially. And basically, what was going on in that class, what they were doing, they were making the children feel like aesthetic testicles and breasts, and they were actually feeling them in their hands and, doing all that sort of stuff. So that's what went on in that puberty party. So it wasn't just about how your body changes. It was basically touching up fake balls and boobs. But she took it down because she didn't realize how the magnitude of it. She was one of those mums who just thought, hang on, what's going on type of thing. Then everybody started commenting on it, like, you do realize what on earth is going on. And this school, by the way, this school in Bridgend has been, this has been done for, there's been paedophilia and child abuse all the way through this school, convictions
Yeah,
of as
I
well.
saw that. I had to look into that school, and there's been loads of cases like out there in the media.
So this was even before, they were doing the RSE. Now look what they're making them do. They had 12-year-olds touch. Do you know what I mean? In a, why do they need to do that to know anything about it? Honestly, it just absolutely. So I just wanted to give a just an update on what did actually go on at that puberty party for the mums and dads out there who thought they were just talking about periods and how your body changes and how your voice gets deeper and, whatever else. No, they were apparently from 12 to 13 is now adulthood, and they're going straight in for the kill, obviously. Unbelievable. I don't know how many parents complained about it. I'm still not sure of that. But yeah, that's what went down in the puberty party at school. Isn't it just wonderful?
Christine, how are you, my love? How's your weekend before we get into the news?
Well, it's done, and that's a good thing. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
It was challenging, I think, would be the best way to sum up my weekend. We had a major thunderstorm come through here, and Dean and I were out cleaning. We had two homes to clean that were on total opposite ends of town. And between one house and the other, it came a downpour. We put our windshield wipers on, and it flew off. The windshield wipers flew off the car.
Oh God, I need new wipers actually.
Okay. So
Wow.
if that literally tells you how our that summed up the entire, we sat there in a parking lot and laughed until we cried because it was just like, okay, here we are. So it was like that. Yeah. One of those
Wow.
weekends. But all in all, it's good. Today's Monday. It's a brand new day. We're going to start over.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, so let's get into the news today. We're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. And I'm going to first, I just want to address something first. And somebody sent me a link to say, look at this and look at the videos that have been posted. So I'm seeing that someone's put up that there's an announcement from Buckingham Palace saying the king has passed. I can't find anything to corroborate that anywhere. Then somebody posted a video, and it was all of the press outside Buckingham Palace. And the guy who was filming, I recognized his voice because I follow his channel. because I went and did some investigation. If you remember about the horses, when the white horse was in procession, you know, that day around the time that Rothschild died. So I started following this guy's channel because he's outside Buckingham Palace in that area every single day live streaming. And I found the clip that was posted. And that clip was posted on the day they announced Charles is cancer. So I tried to correct the person and show that it's not right, because this is serious. Do you know what I mean? We're supposed to be the truth movement, right? We have to be double sure, because putting stuff like that doesn't just discredit yourself. You make the truth movement look like a laughing stock. And when I just tried to address it, wasn't rude, just say, nah, that's fake news, that was done months ago, I had the rudest comment come back that I need to go and do my research. But hello, been doing this 14 years. I was 5 years at the UK column. Like, what? And then this person blocked us. So that's fine. That's up to you. And I know there's a lot of people waking up and they wish they get excited and they just post stuff that they see and they don't look what they're posting. I get it. But especially around this time of everything that is falling apart, we have to be spot on with what we're doing. We know the mainstream media are lying. They're making fools of ourselves. So we have to be like, check it once, twice, three times. Look where the source is coming from. Look at what other articles that they posted in the past, because there's a lot of people out there that love the clickbait. So just all I'm asking is, people, just be careful. Okay, that's the moan over. Hate watch. Right. Loads coming out of the weekend. More today, I think, where was it? Was it the Mirror? No, it wasn't. It was the Sun. Put pictures out, and maybe even the Daily Mail. Put the pictures out today that Kate had been spotted at the Duke of Edinburgh's local church farm for a day out. They put a picture up, but that isn't the actual picture of Kate. So why, if she's been spotted, why did nobody take a photograph? We're supposed to just believe what the Sun put in, that she's been spotted going out at a farm shop. We're just supposed to believe that after everything that we've been told and all the lies, more lies, covering up more lies. We're supposed to believe that, are we?
Yes, that's exactly what you're supposed to believe, Lou. That's exactly what you're supposed to believe. We know it's a load of nonsense.
There's also been reports, and again, I'm going to confirm this. Rose, darling Rose, her solicitor has put out a statement, apparently. They're addressing. So I'm getting this from... Okay, I'm going to source where I get it from, so it might not be, but according to various articles, they're saying that Rose Hanbury, okay, so this is from US Magazine, okay? Oh, and there's actually one from Yahoo. Let's do the Yahoo News. So in the Yahoo News today, they are claiming that Rose breaks her silence after affair rumours. So, details obtained by the Business Insider, who took a deep dive into the rumour mill and reached out to all parties involved. Over the years, none of the parties affected have ever made a public statement. Only insiders have given details. So, this is the first time Hanbury has spoken out via her lawyers. And apparently she's there's not a lot that she's saying. They're just denying it completely. But where is Kate? No one's seen her at all. She hasn't been to Alabama. She hasn't been down to Quanbran, not that I'm aware of. So, and she's certainly not here in Devon. So as we say, info@libertytactics.co.uk, if you've had any sightings of Kate, we will keep it up to date. One thing is she's supposed to be doing the trooping of the colour. So if she's all right to go up and go to the farm, to go to the farm shop, why couldn't she have just gone, sat in a royal bloody carriage and just sat there and do the guards? Make it make sense.
Yeah, exactly. They would have done it just to shut everyone up, surely. It's the easiest thing to do, isn't it? It's just the easiest thing to do. And they still haven't done it. It is way dodgy.
And still no statement from her parents. Still no sign of the two nurses, the Filipino nurses, that they should have said thank you. Where are the children? Obviously, kids, they talk. Do you know what I mean? That's their beauty. They don't. They, you know, sitting there. And so have they been at school? I don't know. But there still hasn't been any sighting of the children either. Now, I watched Tisa the other night. And do you know what? She really made some good points. Where would Kate be able to go? Her family are broke. Carol Middleton's brother had to go on Big Brother because they're broke. Middleton family have lost all of their money. There's a big hoo-ha going on because they've gone bankrupt, expecting the taxpayers to cover their losses. And apparently that's what sent William into a rage, because it's humiliating. And obviously the Middletons pushed Kate into that. She followed William around, not Kate, but Carol, and made Kate go to certain colleges to interact with William. But where would Kate go if she left? Diana had her family and nobility behind her. Like they were. The Spencer family were very, very high up. She had that, she had money, etc. And look how she was hounded non-stop, non-stop, non-stop. Where is Kate going to go with the children? Where is she going to go? She can't leave the country. What's, you know, Carol Middleton's not going to get on the phone to her and say, that's okay, love, just come home. She's full on trapped. Like, what can she do? But then I question, if she is dead, why do they keep making excuses? Why didn't they make an excuse while she was in the hospital to say the operation went, there was a turn? So maybe she isn't dead. Maybe she's bruised up. Maybe she's been facial injuries from a fight and an argument, and they're taking longer to heal.
They can't let it. That's why they're not letting it. Yeah.
That's it. We know that. They did that to Diddy, like that Cassie. He hid her away till the bruises went down. But now they're just making it worse for themselves. All the lies, all the fake photos. You know, either someone, it's all a game anyway. We know what's your show. The royal family were finished, right? But as it is, 99% of the British population believe that Camilla and Charles live in Buckingham Palace, and I believe it's empty. Why is Kate and William supposedly in a four-bedroom cottage on the grounds of Kensington Palace with their children? Why aren't they in Kensington Palace?
Yeah.
And this is years ago, and this is all kind of after Trump came to the Queen and walked in front of the Queen, etc. So, you know, but as it stands, whoever, Kate Middleton, we don't know where she is. Lie after lie, we need to see Kate Middleton walking around and holding the day's newspaper. That's the only thing I'm going to accept for proof of life. So there.
That's Kate. I agree on that.
So, right, let's get in with the stories. Christine, what you got?
Well, there was an interesting interview. We were talking about TikTok the other day and whether or not it was a battle for free speech or if it was owned by the CCP and it's being used as, you know, a weapon against us, basically. And Rand Paul made a very interesting point. He said, number one, TikTok is not owned by the CCP. That was started to, again, control free speech and to hide, you know, to scare people off of it, which worked really well. And he said, in fact, you know, it's owned 60%, I think, by shareholders international shareholders of all kinds. And that was an interesting interview, and we'll include that in the links if you guys want to watch that. I would encourage it because it is eye-opening, and I learned a lot. So I think it'll be something that others might gain something from. Very interesting on that.
Regarding TikTok, China won't allow people to have it in. They won't allow it in China. Was it originally owned, like when it first came out?
China has their own version of TikTok, and it's only in China, and that one is very locked down and is all propaganda. So there is truth to China owns a TikTok, but it's not the TikTok we use. So it's a completely different system.
They just gave somebody the idea for it then, basically. Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting. And like I said, it's, you know, we'll share that interview so that everybody can watch it. It's worth it. That's about all I had on that one. Have you guys heard about this bloodbath thing with Trump?
You mentioned something. He made a statement at his rally, didn't he?
Yeah, this is blowing up in a way that is absolutely stupid. They take, you know, and this is what they do. This is how the press works all over, not just in the US, but all over. They take a word from him. He was talking specifically about, excuse me, he was talking about Mexico and the car companies and how much money we're losing from Mexico and how they think they're going to build these huge factories and build cars and then send them over here for sale. And he said, no, I'm going to put 100% tariff on those cars. They're not coming over here like that. We're not doing it. He said, you know, I'm sorry. He said, if we end up bringing cars over from Mexico, we're definitely going to tariff them. He said, that is if I get elected. And then he said, now, if I don't get elected, well, you know, that's just going to be a bloodbath. And he was talking about, again, the car industry. Okay. He was talking specifically about the car industry. But Morning Joe and his demonic bride came out and just started this huge thing about, no, 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 that's not what Trump meant at all. What he meant was exactly what he said, that if he doesn't get elected, the right, everybody that follows him, all of us are going to turn against all those that you know, voted the other way, and it's going to be a big bloodbath. And he's making this about something that doesn't even exist, right? So the left has taken this and run with it in a way that makes all of us the target of their fake scheme. And so they twist things around and turn them around, and it gets so ugly. So we will, again, I've got several links to that I can share, and it's just ridiculous. So if you hear anything about the bloodbath, that's what, in short, that's what that's about.
Ah, right. Okay. I hadn't heard about it. But yeah, thanks for hearing that. They always do that, though, don't they? They take everything out of context.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's how they use it against us. Do you know what I mean? That's how they use it. The mainstream media are just awful for doing it as well.
Total propaganda. It's total propaganda. And it's just to make us, it's control, right? It's control.
So, Catherine, what have you got, my love?
I got a few. I'll just read through them, though. This one I found very interesting. I'd only just caught my eye, and it is somebody that I want to look into further. And I don't know if any listeners have come across this guy. And obviously, because, you know, I've done so much with the sexual liberation movement, that, you know, paedophilia and, you know, the social scientists, I say in air quotes, that coin all these phrases. So anyway, cis, you know, we've all been, you know, since all the gender nonsense came about, you know, cis is part of it, you know.
Yeah, you had to really go deep when on one of the podcast-a-thons when we were going through all of these different genders, you had to really break down what cis meant to me. So I do know what it is, thanks to you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But anyway, we're all cis because we're female and we identify as female. We don't need to be. Anyway, so cis was coined by pedosexual physician. Sexologists who came up with cis also claimed there's nothing wrong with pedophilia. The term cisgender has gained widespread popularity in recent years, largely due to a push from trans activists who define the word as the opposite of transgender. However, few users of the term are aware it originated with a German sexologist who also believes paedophilia is a sexuality. A 1991 publication, which is in this article, and I am going to read this, by Volkmar Sigusch, I probably pronounced that wrong, titled Transsexuals and Our Nosomorphic View, is credited as the first published instance of the term cisgender as an antonym to transgender. Sigusch is a German sexologist, physician, and sociologist who served as the director of the Institute for Sexual Science at the clinic of Goethe University, Frankfurt, from 1973 till 2006. Cisgender is now widely used to refer to people who are said to have a gender identity that matches their sex. However, the more accurate translation from Sigusch's German coinage is cissexual, though now sex, referring to either sex or organs or sexuality, has been replaced by the vague and subjective term gender. The genuinely neological characteristic of transsexualism is that it casts what I have referred to as cissexualism, actually its logical counterpart, in a highly ambiguous light. For if there is a trans, a beyond physical gender, there must be a cis, and this side of as well, Sigusch wrote in 98, referring to his 91 article. The sexologist's views also include controversial opinions on paedophilia. Sigusch distinguishes between paedophiles who abuse children and pedosexuals who have the same impulses but do not follow through with them. In a 2011 interview with Spiegel, Sigusch stated that the problem with pedosexuals is not their desire to abuse children, but acting on that impulse. He proposed that the best outcome for treating paedophiles is not the loss of their desire, but instead preventing them from having contact with children. Sigusch's claims resemble modern rhetoric around virtuous paedophiles, or MAPs, minor attracted persons, which prioritise the feelings and needs of men who are attracted to children rather than focusing on child safeguarding. Looking at the history of pro-paedophile policies and attitudes in Germany during the 60s to the 80s, it's clear that Sigusch is far from an isolated advocate, and that he was simply attempting to popularise ideas that already existed. One key figure behind an open cultural acceptance of paedophilia in Germany was Volkmar Sigusch's contemporary, the Berlin-based sexology, Helmut Kentler. Kentler placed foster children in the homes of paedophiles beginning in 1969 for the purpose of facilitating child sexual abuse, a project later known as the Kentler Experiment or the Kentler Project. I wonder how much of this is Kinsey-related. This experiment was authorised and subsidised by the Berlin Senate. In 1988, nearly two decades later, Kentler described the project as a complete success in a report he submitted to the Senate. God, doesn't it like Kinsey's work? I've got to look into this. Hang on. Dr. Joachim Haberlin of the University of Warwick, in his article, Feeling Like a Child, Dreams and Practices of Sexuality in the West German Alternative Left During the Long 1970s, says, quote, in 1970, members of the German parliament charged with reforming criminal law even listened to radical education scholar Helmut Kentler, sexologist Volkmar Sigusch, and other sociologists and psychologists, who declared that children would not suffer from sexual relations with adults and that those relations should not be punished because they are a crime without a victim. This is Kinsey's work, I'm telling you. In 1972, Dutch pro-paedophile activist Dr. Frits Barnard published a paper titled Paedophilia, a Disease, which concluded that paedophilic contacts do not damage the psychic development of a child. Oh, here we go. According to Dr. Sonia Levson in her essay, Paedophile Apologism in the 1970s, Volkmar Sigusch was one of the advisory scientists on Bernard's research. According to Dagmar Hossig, author of Sex After Fascism, Memory and Morality in the 20th Century Germany, Volkmar Sigash and his colleague Gunter Schmidt, with whom he published research on child sexuality in the 70s, also argued that exposing children to pornography, a well-known grooming tactic of paedophiles, was completely harmless. Volkmar Sigash and Gunter Schmidt argued provocatively that the representation of sex per se did no damage to youth or children, and that the kind of pornography in which sex was represented without prejudices as a pleasure-filled social activity is exactly the kind that one could, without worries, give to children and adolescents, Herzog wrote. In 2010, Sigash published Sexology Thesis on the Abuse Debate, wherein he lauded the paradise of childhood and claimed that adding taboos to childish eroticism creates what we all want to prevent, sexual violence. There is nothing wrong with paedophilia in the sense of the word, that is, against liking, even loving children, wrote Sigash. The sensuality that spontaneously unfolds between a child and an adult is something wonderful. Nothing can remind us more intensely of the paradises of childhood. Nothing is purer and more harmless than this eroticism of the body and the heart. Childish eroticism is not only full of delights, it is also necessary.
Where's this from? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's finished.
Where's it come from? Where's that article come from?
Someone called Genevieve Gluck. It's on 4W.
Okay.
Wow. I need to look at. I know it's going to be linked to it. You've heard it all before, Lou, because it sounds exactly the same as Kinsey, doesn't it?
Identical. Staying on that
level. This is crazy. I have got to look into this guy. This is what I mean. There's so many people involved in it that we don't even know about as well.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting how far this reaches. It's just insane.
It is just insane. But leading on from that, sorry, go on, okay. Lou.
Well, I'm just going to jump in with this story and let you carry on because it's kind of linked.
Yeah, no, go on, Lou.
So this is, again, it's the Taxpayers Alliance. They've done a story and they're looking into Stonewall. And this only came out a couple of days ago. And it's a research paper. So their key findings into Stonewall: at least 1,107,868 pounds were given to Stonewall through taxpayer-funded organisations in between 22 and 23. This includes 530,000 through the Diversity Champion Scheme, 71,000 through events, conferences and workshops, and 503,225 through grants. At least 165 public bodies were members of the Diversity Champion Scheme in 22 to 23. Princess Alexandra Hospital NHS Trust, Natural Resources Wales and Sandwell and West Birmingham Hospitals NHS Trust have all joined the scheme since then. A total of at least 173 public bodies gave money to Stonewall between 22 and 23's financial year via the Diversity Champion Scheme, conferences, events and training programs. In 2021, at least 234 public sector organizations gave the same scheme and programs. Public bodies also gave grants to Stonewall in 22 to 23. This totaled £572,868. The Foreign Commonwealth and Developments Office and Scottish Government gave the highest amounts of any public body of 173,034 and 101,613 retrospectively. The public sector body that generated the most non-grant revenue for Stonewall was the Scottish Government at £10,944,000. This includes a 3,000 membership fee for diversity champions with the rest spent on training. Right-ho. A total of at least 71 educational bodies were members of the Diversity Champion Scheme in 22 to 23, with total membership fees of £257,945. 30 bodies have left the scheme since the start in 22-23's financial year. This includes the Met, HM Land Registry, the Ministry of Defence. No Whitehall department is currently a member of this diversity scheme. So the whole data list here, I'm going to leave it under the show. to show you where we source all of our articles, because we wouldn't still be doing this if we don't back up everything that we say. So basically, charities rely on public bodies for funding. One way in which the government funds charities is through grants, which can total hundreds of millions of pounds each year across all charities. Another way is via publicly funded bodies subscribing to the charity in return for guidance and services. Stonewall, the LGBTQ plus charity, receives money through both methods, with subscriptions to its diversity champion scheme receiving particular attention. Stonewall, £1,107,868 of your money is going, and it's through training. They're getting this money for training. We know when things come to training, you can't chase all this money. You can't trade. And Gordon Brown, who like secretaries, administration stuff. So they're going to make some booklets and send them to the schools. You know, they're going to stand in a, they're going to stand in a conference room and record a video.
Yeah.
And they're going to send that around to do training.
It's just
maybe
not,
they might be your,
I thought it was Scotland that had given them the most money. And you did say in that article, actually, it was Scotland. Yeah. I know Wales have given them a lot of money too. You know, it's because everyone wants to be progressive, don't they? It just makes me sick, all these public bodies. And do you know what I mean? Like, and parents, most of them haven't got a clue.
Where's the backing? Where are the lobbyists for saving children?
Yeah, exactly.
Getting in those schools and doing training to, you know, decent training, not promoting it, you know, just making children understand, you know, where is it? Where's the other, who is on the other side lobbying for the kids?
Yeah, us, but we're not allowed in the schools. You know, it's like, it's ridiculous, isn't it? You're right. You're right. But Stonewall are always all over it. They really are. And they're a really dodgy organisation as well, you know. But people, you know, they just don't get it, do they? They don't get it.
But have you got companies like this in America, Christine? Are there big, like, big, like, corporations, like, who do this?
It's happening all over the world. I mean, that's where everything gets tied together. You know, you've always got the same players. When you follow the money, you find the same corporations. Everything comes back to Vanguard and BlackRock.
Yeah.
Everything does.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it all, and everything comes back to the 13 bloodline families. And we're working on a very big story right now. We're going to take our time with this. We're not going to release this until we feel like we're done, and it may take a while. But Lou and I are digging into some history that has not been told, and
we can give them a clue. We can tell people
this other story.
We can tell people, like, you sent me the video, and it was Amanda Grace, I personally believe, explained it the best. So this started after reports. Well, Christine, you say how all this started.
Yeah, so this actually came out, I think, Friday. And of course, we don't generally do a news story Friday, but boy, we almost did. We met over this story and we talked about it, but we decided that it was being covered really well. You know, we didn't feel like we had a lot to add to it, so we didn't. But the story broke with Brigitte Trudeau, formerly John Michael, right? So, you know, it turns out she's a dude. And
her children are her children, but when she was still a man, but they didn't know, did they? They believed that she was the mother. This is messed up. Right. You carry on, Christine. I'm gonna shut up.
Right. So she was his teacher, you know, she was his art teacher. So I've got this pulled up right.
So this Bridget, his wife, was his school teacher. And there's a huge age 14. Gap between them. This is borderlining. This is right. Sick. Anyway, the story's sick. Okay, I'm shutting up now.
He was he was like 14 or 15 years old, maybe, and she was his art teacher, and says that they fell madly in love with one another. She was married at the time,
Sorry,
left.
but no. At this point, she was a man. This is John, yeah?
Well, yeah. Well, we're not 100% sure if which way, but
Allegedly, so let's say allegedly, this is her younger brother. She was a boy.
she left her family to be with this child, okay, is what it boils down to. Whether it was a he at the time or she, it doesn't matter. One person. What happened is Brigitte Trudeau, whatever, was born Jean-Michel. And Jean-Michel actually had a sister, Brigitte, who died. So when the sister died, he took over her identity.
But he
And
was older then,
when
wasn't he?
he
Because he
left
was married.
his,
He didn't take it
when he
over
left,
until.
right, when he left the marriage, I think in 1977, he was a transsexual calling himself Veronique, was interviewed on television. The audio comparison of her voice with that of a recent interview of Brigitte Macron proves that it is indeed the same person, right? So, without going as far as scientific proof, everyone can realize it by listening to the juxtaposition of the two voices. And this is part of what Amanda Grace covered. She said, number two, is Brigitte married Macron, who is the same person as her brother, John Michael, which is what we were talking about earlier. So he was born in 1945, had a sister named Brigitte, born in 53. And that's why there's an age thing about Brigitte, right? She claims she's 70, but she's not. She's 78. So she died young in 1961. And so they are indeed two separate people in one. Like he took her identity literally to be with this child. So that's how sickening this is. He took her identity card, her social security number, the whole thing. He is the father or mother. He's the father of three children. And after taking the identity of his sister, he passed himself off as their mother. So he just told his kids, I guess, he's going from dad to mom, and this is how it's going to
I
be.
believe they didn't know it. I
It's
believe they didn't know it.
crazy. That
They were
was in
too young.
1984. That was in 1984. So then in her first marriage to André Ozier in 1974, they say it's both real and fiction because the bride was deceased and the groom was imaginary. So it's real that it was registered in a registry office without verification of identities. So that first marriage may have never happened anyway, and it was just a fluke to add to her story. Right. And that's what they do. They create their own histories. So, who is the mother of the three children? Well, in 1975, 1977, 1984, dates of birth of three children, Sebastian, Lawrence, and Tiffany, they were born, but it said he's not married. He wasn't married to her. And in 1980, he married another one from whom he had two children born in 82 and 84. So this is kind of a weird thing with the kids. I'm still not clear on that. The whole thing's a little weird. What became of the mother of the three children? Nobody knows. The secret is well kept. After January 1984, It seems that Brigitte lived in Croy or Lille under another name, and at this time we only have three signatures in her wedding photo. So who, it's just crazy. A
Do
friend
you think this
of
is going to open the way because it's got to come out because they can't prove evidence of her as a child,
Yeah.
as a girl? So
Well,
there's
the
no
whole
evidence. Do you
thing,
think it?
if somebody had accused you of this, if somebody said, Lou, you were born a man, not a woman, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to go get your baby pictures where you were a girl. You're going to go get your friends, your childhood friends that knew you as a girl. You're just going to come out and say, are you kidding me? I've always been this way. Here's a photo album. Get a grip,
Yeah.
She
It's a
can't
kind
do
of a
that.
bit the same with like show proof of life of Kate, isn't it? Can't do it.
Exactly
They can't do
it.
this. But
Right. And this is
I'm
why
thinking, is
poor
this going to
Lou.
lead the way for it being normal for Big Mike? Do you know what I mean? But then interesting, Macron came out, they didn't really say anything, and some big story broke out in France regarding Macron to kind of cover it up. I can't remember what it was now, but I thought that was interesting timing.
They always do. And yeah, they're
Exactly.
always going to come up with something. And so, throughout history, we know this is not unusual. This has
Oh my gosh,
happened.
did you see the pictures of I think I sent them to you of is it Eleanor Roosevelt?
Oh, there
Kat,
have
do you
been,
see the pictures?
I haven't, but there have been so
Oh, I
many
haven't seen
throughout
them.
history.
You haven't seen the pictures of Eleanor Roosevelt? Right, I'm going to find them. I'm going to dump them in the chat. Carry on, Christine. Sorry, I've got to
Well,
find
I
these.
mean, we don't even have to go back that far. Let's just take a nice hard look at Barbara Bush. If that wasn't a man, come on. I mean, come on.
Yes,
Men are
obvious.
built different than women. They're built different, So it's crazy. But yeah, this whole thing, what I loved about it, though, is that the people reporting on this, it was Amanda Grace, a prophet. Oh gosh, I just lost her name. Help me.
Candace Owens.
Candace Owens. Thank you, doll. I was like, oh, I can see her. I just can't bring her name. Candace Owens. She did a fabulous job on this story, and she's 100% right. This is so easy to disprove. If it's not true, just show us. And she cannot do it. She cannot do it. So, yeah, it's an interesting story, but you will find throughout history, it's not an unusual story. And when we say it's always the same players, it always goes back to these same families and these same corporations, just like you're talking about Stonewall, BlackRock, Vanguard, the same people. It's follow the money, follow the wives, right? The wives aren't usually female. That's all I'm saying on that.
Yeah.
This transgender thing is huge. This has been around
It
since
is
biblical
huge.
days.
It is
It's
huge.
nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. And Satan can't create a thing. He is only a counterfeiter. So because he can't create life, he steals it. And that's
Exactly.
what's happened.
Okay, I've sent you both a picture on Messenger. Have you both got your Messenger there or not?
I
Yeah,
do.
hang on.
Okay,
So just have a look. Just have a look. And that's Eleanor Roosevelt.
oh, for sure. Yeah. I did see that. I did see that. Well, both of them. Right?
What?
Yeah.
You're having a laugh. Oh, you've got to like this.
There's no chance. There's a reason they wore big pearls back then, right? You got to cover that neck.
I'm
Yeah.
going to use
See
that picture.
them. How
I'm
did
going
you?
to use the, I'm going to use that picture as the cover photo.
Totally. Yeah, that's perfect.
Just ridiculous.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Well,
Yeah.
that's it. Right. While we're on this subject, I'm Yeah, just
you've
going to
got your
read. other story. Sorry, darling. Yeah, because that's to do with the track. So this is on Redux, is it? It's feminist news, but anyway.
UK trans-identified male cleared after exposing her penis to young girls now jailed for child pornography. You are lit. Honestly, this has riled me, this story has mind. A trans-identified male who had previously been cleared by a jury of exposing himself to two 11-year-old girls has now been jailed for possessing aberrant pornography involving children. Samantha Norris, whose given name has been withheld by local media outlets, pleaded guilty in Southampton Crown Court to three charges of making indecent images of children, one count of possessing prohibited images of children, and a charge of possessing an extreme pornographic image depicting a person engaging in sexual activity with an animal. The court heard that Norris, 56, was found in possession of 16,000 images of children, including about 2,000 still and 121 moving images classified as Category A, the most serious type. According to the Crown Prosecution Service, Category A child pornography is defined as depicting penetrative sexual activity with an animal, or sadism. The images recovered from Norris's devices, including children aged as young as 3, with others showing children approximately 6 years of age in distress and pain. Presiding Judge Nicholas Rowland noted that in addition to the graphic child abuse material, Norris had written notes describing sexual fantasies involving a 4.5-year-old child and had made a New Year's resolution to have sex with a girl under 10. During sentencing, Judge Rowland reprimanded Norris for his self-absorbed attitude, sitting, "It's all about you and not the victims. You do not accept they are victims. You have distorted views and you do not feel your offending should be treated as serious. How would a right-minded person think about that?" The judge continued, "Your views are alarming and complex. You present a high risk of harm to children. It's pretty blatant to me that you decided not to enter guilty pleas earlier, as these pleas would have gone in front of the jury on the other exposure matters." Norris was sentenced to 2 years in jail and will be 2 years, mind. That's it. 2 years in jail and will be subjected to sexual harm prevention order for 10 years. Norris had previously been cleared of charges of engaging in sexual activity in the presence of a child and of indecent exposure relating to an incident which took place last year. In August 2023, Ringwood Police issued a statement declaring that Norris was being investigated as he had been accused of exposing his genitals to two 11-year-old girls from the window of his home on July the 27th. Norris was said to have looked the girls dead in the eye as he pleasured himself. But the statement by Ringwood Police failed to include any concrete indication of whether Norris was male or female, with the verbiage using gender neutral pronouns. Subsequent media reports described Norris as a woman or as female. Redux was first to contact Ringwood Police and received clarification that Norris simply identified as a woman. During the trial, prosecuting attorney Charles Gabb, referring to Norris as a woman, told the court, "The defendant, Miss Norris, now transitioning, she has a penis, was standing there fully naked on the first day, almost glorifying in that nudity over quite a period of time, knowing the girls were there and drawing attention to herself." He continued, "And the next day when she saw them again and she was naked, glorying in her nudity, almost posturing, definitely manipulating her penis with these two young girls being able to see all this. The Crown would suggest there was no attempt to cover up, no attempts of any modesty or propriety. One of the girls told of how she responded when she saw him naked again the following day. I shouted out, 'Can you please stop that? We're underage.' But he carried on, which made us very uncomfortable." She went on to describe Norris manipulating his penis in front of them and added, "It was like he was trying to make us watch." The girl said that even after they had tried to move away, Norris had walked over to another window as she moved so he could continue leering at them. "I felt really anxious," she said. "I felt a bit unsafe because he was trying to look at us at all times." Norris was described as wearing a pink and leopard print top and red lipstick when he appeared in court in January. Jurors were informed that he was in the course of a gender transition and preferred to be referred to by she/her pronouns. In his defence, Norris told police that he was a naturist and enjoyed being naked in his own home while denying sexually pleasuring himself in front of these two children. In January, he was cleared of charges relating to the two incidents of indecent exposure. Reporting on Norris's arrest in August, Portsmouth News referred to him as female and a woman, prompting criticism from some individuals on social media. He had 2 years for that, and he didn't have any, got cleared for the charges before with the two girls. And then he had 16,000 images, most of them being Category A, and he had 2 years. And he'll do a year, probably less. It makes me absolutely sick to my stomach. It really does.
There's only one thing. I in my humble opinion, if you are a pedophile and you end up in court, there is only one judgment, and it is not life in prison. You simply do not need to exist anymore on this planet. Sorry for your luck. You're about to meet Jesus. You better make things right. Period. That's it. We need public execution to come back. We need public hangings to come back. We need to make an example of these people. I have had it with this hot mess. I know.
And they just get away with it in the judicial system as well. Like, it's absolutely unreal. It's insane. And like, how can anyone who's got that type of imagery on their computer just, they're obviously dangerous. They don't even need to go through all that court case. Just, they're dangerous. They're obviously even said his sexual fantasy was to have sex with an under 10-year-old. So he had all intentions of going out and raping a child as well. And 2 years, that thing will be back out on the streets within 9 months, I guarantee it. And I bet you any money he'll reoffend.
Of course. Of course. I mean, it's disgusting when you hear these...
system is disgusting. It really is. How can you justify that? Foul.
Shocking. So,
yeah. I mean, I have got another two stories, guys. It's up to you. I can...
Go for it.
Only quickly, just to touch on what we, you know, our show... with Christina, there was just something that caught my eye earlier. There we go. Steve Kirsch newsletter. I mean, I've known this, you know, we know this anyway, but I'm getting reports of parents who had their child vaccinated subsequently being accused of shaken baby syndrome and had their child taken from them. They're crying following the doctor's advice. Parents who follow their physician's advice to vaccinate their kids can find that their child subsequently develops encephalitis soon after vaccination, more likely when multiple vaccines are given at once, and even more likely if the child has an infection at the time of vaccination, which then becomes a permanent brain injury. The doctor then reports the parents to Child Protective Services for shaken baby syndrome and their child is taken away. Physicians are never to blame, of course, because vaccines are safe and effective. While this is unlikely to happen to any of my readers who know better than to ever vaccinate their kids, it is happening to parents who are not aware that vaccine risks outweigh the benefits because they rely on their doctors for medical advice. Also, the DPT vaccine injuries were also often attributed to shaken baby syndrome, and SIDS was partially created to cover up vaccine deaths. This is becoming more prevalent now with COVID vaccines being part of the mix. It's just another warning out there, really, guys, to really look into, because it does happen, and it's not as rare as the industry makes out. It is far more common, and these cases end up in, you know, serious trouble with social services getting involved, and it really is an absolute nightmare, you know. And the only way around it is to really clue yourself up. All the information is out there now. It's tons of it. I've been finding it for 14 years and it's never ever ending, right? That you don't even need to look that far, but you need to understand the risks before you go ahead and put poison in your baby, because honestly, it can end in absolute tragedy. It really can, you know. So I just wanted to read that just as a quick one, just to sort of, you know, like I say, just another warning. And there's another one on vaccines, but this is to do with cancer. So this is on the Mail Online, right, from today. Global cancer phenomenon. It's not just America. The UK, Japan, South Africa, and Australia are among dozens of countries suffering mystery spikes of all different kinds of tumours in young people. So you know where this is going. Doctors across the world are sounding the alarm over a surging epidemic of young people being diagnosed with cancers more commonly associated with the elderly. Between 1990 and 2019, cases of cancer in young people across the globe have increased by 79% and deaths have risen by 28%. Studies project diagnosis will continue to rise by 31% and deaths will rise by 21% in 2030. Nearly every continent is experiencing an increase of various types of cancer in people under 50 years old, which is particularly problematic as the disease tends to be caught in later stages in this population because most doctors aren't trained to look for it in young people. The disparities of rates and types of the disease are puzzling scientists. Really? How can the common man can put two and two together then and get the answer? And have prompted some to kick off multi-decade research projects that will involve hundreds of thousands of people from around the world. Why do we need it? We know what the answer is. Honestly, it's anything but the vaccine, look. Anything but. Globally, Australia has seen the highest number of early onset cancer diagnoses in the world, with a rate of 135 per 1,000, per 100,000 people. That's a lot. That is a lot. Yeah. And it's probably higher than that as well. Wasn't Australia one of the really harsh areas when COVID was all happening and they weren't having none of it? They had like, they were really, I remember seeing some things at the
New
time.
New Zealand were terrible because of that bloody, that was another geezer bird, wasn't it?
Yeah, this, funnily enough, that's the second, that's exactly the second line. Nearby New Zealand has the second highest rate at 119 cases in people under 50 per 100,000 people. So is where they were most vaccinated, basically. But while breast cancer is the top disease in Australia, colon cancer ranks first in its neighbour. And basically, there's a lot of, right. In Asia, Japan and South Korea, maybe close in proximity and similar economically, but they have different rates of early onset colon cancer, which is increasing at a faster rate in South Korea. And this is because as well, this isn't just about COVID. This is about childhood vaccinations too. This is why people get them younger and younger, because they've got that much toxicity in them, which would never have naturally built up in their bodies had they not been so poisoned when they were children. This is why kids get cancer as well. Cancer is the end stage. You've got to be highly, highly toxic at that point, right? How does a child or an infant accumulate naturally that much toxicity to cause cancer? It comes straight through that needle. It comes straight through that needle. Cancer, so the United States falls in sixth place with 87 cases per 100,000 people, and the UK takes the 28th spot with 70.5 cases per 100,000 people. Cancers increasing the fastest include throat and prostate cancers. Early onset cancers with the highest mortality include breast, windpipe, lung, stomach, and colon. Experts have long speculated the increase in obesity rates and earlier cancer screenings may be behind the rise, as well as high fat diets, alcohol consumption, and tobacco use. That's a load of crap. Alcohol consumption and tobacco use is right, but high fat diets is a load of crap because we need fat. However, because lifestyles, habits, and diets vary so widely from country to country, they now believe these factors do not entirely account for the surge. Daniel Huang, a hepatologist at the National University of Singapore, told Nature magazine, many have hypothesized that things like obesity and alcohol consumption might explain some of our findings, but it looks like you need a deeper dive into the data. More recent researchers have begun to focus on a genetic component to early onset cancer. Honestly, this is just a propaganda piece on just, you know, some have found younger people develop more aggressive tumors than older patients, which are better at suppressing a person's immune system. So anything, now they're saying it's genetic. You're bound to act. It's just an easy way, look, to say it's not the pharmaceutical industry and make money, more money on more money on more money. How long have Cancer Research UK been
And more yet? Excuses to take a child off a family, which is serious
exactly.
business.
It's like one
look for anything. The second ever social services come into your life. I know. I can't. I've been talking about it. I just can't do it anymore. It's just, ugh.
I won't read the whole article because it is quite long, but put it in the bottom of the link and people can read it. But basically, well, they'll find any excuse whatsoever. Any. Oh, it must be this, it must be that. So we need billions and billions of money to research this crap when it has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on. Do you know what I mean? Because if everybody understood how it all worked from a health perspective, they would fall flat on their faces. If everybody stopped vaccinating, I mean, it would take some time, actually, because people are already damaged by them. But, you know, eventually you would kind of rid of most disease, but, you know, same as diet and things like that, we could go on. But the point of this article was, we all know why the cancer's increased, especially in the last few years. And if you notice, they only went to 2019, I just realised. So it was pre-COVID. So can you imagine now? Can you imagine? I'm actually going to look, when I get a bit of time, I'm going to look at the increase in cancer rates. You know, so yeah, that's it from me, guys. That's all my stories today.
Those were great and terrible at the same time.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so this really stuck out to me. Okay, so I can remember now. A lot of people are. It's The internet is saying that Barack Obama, okay, so he's in England at the moment, and he's arrived at Downing Street for a surprise private meeting with Rishi. Now, a lot of the internet are saying that he's gone there and he's in a black suit, and he's gone to give his like commiserations for the death of Charles. Well, that didn't even cross my mind. The first thing that came to mind is back in 2017, Trump went on a global, like all the main countries. He went to Saudi Arabia, he came to England, he went everywhere. And hot on his heels, or he went, Christine, did Obama go just before Trump did his visit, or was he following Trump around?
He was right after, following him the whole way.
Yeah. So we know we've got the election coming up. Is he getting all his cards? Because Trump the other day, I don't know if anyone saw, he put out a truth saying it's over. Can't remember what day it was. It was possibly Friday. He just put out the truth, it's over. Or Saturday, one of those 2 days. I don't know. Is Barack Obama coming here to speak to Rishi to just say not to worry? You know, they've got a plan. Trump's not going to come back. I don't know. But that was the first thing that sprung to mind. I don't believe Charles is dead. I'm sorry, everybody. I really don't believe it. Have you noticed how all the attention within the last couple of hours has gone to Charles and is keeping no one's talking about Kate? But can I just say, I have just been sent that the Daily Mail have put out a picture of Kate at supposed farm shop. Okay, guys, I'm forwarding this to you right now. Hold on. I'm going to forward this and you tell me what you think. Yeah, bear with me. Copy. I'm going to send this. So this has just come out by the Daily Mail. Supposedly, it's Kate. So I'm going to drop it in the little group chat for you both. Tell me what you think. Oh, it hasn't copied. Bear with me. Sorry.
I might have seen this, actually. Yeah, I just saw it on my wall. Oh, you had posted it, actually. Yeah, I don't know. That's just, like, a body
not
double.
A chance. It's not.
Why is it so blurry as well?
Exactly.
Well, if yeah. You're right, don't tell me you can't take a clear photo. Come on.
Especially with the phones nowadays, do you know what I mean?
I know, innit? You know, if you had an old Polaroid thing where you had to just guess, do you know what I mean? You just click in the... But these people got the best cameras possible on their phone,
It's so
no,
but the thing is, all the diversion has gone off of Kate.
It's like they think we're so stupid, we'll just buy anything. We deserve better psyops. We do. Yeah. We just deserve better.
Yeah, that I know. And that's a really shitty photo as well. Grainy. Yeah. Purposely grainy. Who it's was that photo from then? Where did that photo come from?
Oh, Christy Tucker sent it round. So apparently it's from the Mail. I'm just trying to have a look.
Right, okay.
Even regardless if it's just if it's just somebody visiting the so-called farm shop. But it's interesting how when they posted that she'd been, they said that there was no photo and they had to put out another photo. And then all of a sudden, when everyone's kicking off like that's no proof, all of a sudden then this photo comes out that's very grainy. It looks like one of the Kate double. What we should go and do now is go and have a look at Kate doubles. That's probably what I'm going to end up doing. I'm going to go and have a look, and I bet you we find a professional Kate Middleton double. I bet you we find that person. Bet you. I'll find her.
Find her. Loads of them.
Yeah, of course there's loads of them, but I'm going to try and find that exact one.
Well, while you're doing that, let me cover this real quick. So, okay, we were talking about Obama following Trump and trying to undo everything he's doing, right? So there are two SCOTUS cases that are kind of something you want to keep your eyes on in the Supreme Court. This one, Missouri versus Biden, is really important because it's regarding free speech and social media and how the Bidens are coercing the social media companies to only highlight what they want highlighted and to shut down anything that would be bad for them. So this is going to be a huge, a huge case for sure. And eyes on that, just kind of keep that one in mind. But I'm curious to see what will come of that. It's been an ongoing thing. So it's just
Well,
the
I've
same
just gone
thing.
on to
It's
the
like,
subject because it was in the mail, right? Okay, it is in the mail. So the first top comments is, it's always the first ones. Do you know what I mean? So everybody sees, as long as she knows how admired and loved she is. Then we've got, now everyone can just let her be. Yes, she's lost some weight because that is what happens when you have surgery. But then you go down a few. That looks nothing like her. And then another person goes, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it doesn't look anything like her. So they put all the good ones that the don't be ridiculous, hoping that no one's going to scroll down.
yeah, or they just delete them. They delete the ones they don't
Well, they
want on
do,
there.
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's not
So
her. Again, they're just digging holes here, aren't they? But they
oh,
know, they just want
completely.
us to know, look, they must do.
Well, okay, so the diversion is now back on Kate. So it's a mess. The royal family's finished. We know we're watching a movie, and I don't see how they can get out of it. But the fact that Rose's solicitors come out very cleverly, literally just denying it, no statement, no anything, just a statement that she it's not it's that's it's not true. That's all that they her solicitors come out. So we're going to keep waiting. We're going to see what happens. I don't think I've got any more stories for tonight. We will be back tomorrow with the nightly news. I think we might have Jason Nota joining us. Catherine may be here, maybe not.
Yeah, no, I'll be here. I'll be here
Super.
tomorrow.
And Christine, would you be here as well?
I believe I will.
That's great. Final words, Kat, please.
Again, I know I always say it, guys. I know I always say it. Actually, no, I'm gonna just mention the vaccines again briefly. Guys, please do your research on them, right? Because honestly, it's not just about, as we would spoke about briefly earlier, and we have spoken about on different shows, it's not just about how sick, and even, you can lose your life over them. But then there's a deeper burden of having social services involved in your life, and in many cases, removing children from their loving parents because of a medical injury. The only way around that is to research them. Research them properly. You've got to know more than they have, which is not much. It really is. Once you get into the nitty-gritty of it, you're going to realize that your doctors and nurses were never trained in this, and you're going to get confidence in yourself. So when you're in the doctor's surgery for whatever reason, you're able to stand your ground. You've got to be able to stand your ground. It's all well knowing, a little bit about it, but if they trip you up on something and you don't understand it, they're going to see it as a weakness. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
you've
And
got armor
it's,
up. They've got armor up. It's
And
your
then
child.
once you,
Yeah.
absolutely, and once you show your knowledge on it and your determination, and you don't have to be rude, you don't have to be nasty, it doesn't have to get nasty. You just supply them with the facts and ask them questions, simple questions like, can you tell me the side effects in this vaccine? And when they say, oh, blah, 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 show them the actual insert that you've got. These questions. Do you know what's in a vaccine? Can you tell me what formaldehyde is, why is there a carcinogen in a vaccine? How much mercury does it take to cause, brain damage? These things will trip people up, and they'll kind of leave you be. But honestly, it's a real battle. I've seen it myself. and noticing more and more cases as well where this is the exact thing, you know, the social, the child has been, you know, damaged by vaccines and the parents are getting the blame. Honestly, guys, it's a lot more widespread than we think. But when it gets to that stage, there's a lot of gagging orders put in place. So all I'm going to say is please do your research. You can go on my website. There's some on there, but, you know, there's plenty. This isn't hidden anymore, guys. Do you know what I mean? You can find this information. You can easily look up the package insert. That's all you need, as far as I'm concerned. That's all you need to understand.
When you're looking at the packages, it doesn't come out with mercury. You need to look for thimerosal.
Thimerosal, yeah.
Thimerosal, I'll just stick to thimerosal. Yeah, that.
Thimerosal, so, it's a derivative of mercury anyway, because they took mercury out of several.
I thought it was thimerosal. I've been calling it thimerosal for the last 14 years. So whatever you said, I can't even get
carry
my
on. Carry on calling it that. We know what you're on about anyway. Thimerosal, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's just, there's 60 odd plus contaminants in those things, you know. So just do your due diligence, guys, because it's going to be protecting you and your babies, and there's nothing more important. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say tonight, guys.
Christine.
Great show, girls. And, you know, again, we always bring heaviness, it seems, but it's truth. And at the end of the day, don't ever forget, because it's easy to get down. It's easy for this to get heavy. But just remember, at the end of the day, without a shadow of a doubt, we know the darker things look, the closer we are to victory, because the truth is coming to light. And so it's going to get dark and it's going to get murky. And you're going to hear things that are, you just don't want to even acknowledge or hear. And it's normal, but it's important to begin to just thicken that skin, get in the game, understand your enemy so that we can be victorious, because God won and so do we, but he's expecting us to stand. And we've got to stand for these babies.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's it tonight. libertytactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, publicchildprotectionwales.org. The shows are now going up on Rumble. We are on Telegram, Liberty Tactics on Facebook. We're on Truth Social. We're on Getter. Telegram's just got too much for me. I used to be really posting, and I've noticed we've had a few hundred drop off, but that is completely my fault because I haven't been engaging much on Telegram. It just gets, I'm a member of so many groups, and it's just, you get onto Telegram, it's like, So,
do you know what? I haven't set, the reason I haven't been posting in this, because since I had this laptop at Christmas, I haven't set it up on here. That's why I haven't been in Telegram.
Yeah, well, no, I just, it just gets too much.
Yeah, it is.
Turn on Telegram, it's just like 3,500 message, like, alerts, all the pages, and every page is, they're really good, but it will take you a week just to get through, and then by that time you've got to start all over again.
Yeah,
it's,
you know, it's
just it's chaos. If there was a bit of organization with it.
Yeah, no, I agree, for the same reasons. I think it's probably good for people who are just waking up, though, because they're like mad. Do you know what I mean? They're just looking at as much information as possible. But
yeah, but then again, they're also picking up a lot of the clickbait.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Problem, you know, I'm going to reiterate, I'm not sure if Real Raw News is still around, but there's Real Raw News, and I'm sorry, people are going to hate me, but I can't, a lot of the people's voice cannot be verified, a real lot of it cannot be verified, but there's Real Raw News, there's quite a lot of other clickbaits I just can't think, like the Charlie Ward type channels, they're there for clicks, you know, and sensationalizing stuff. Do you know what I mean? We have to back everything up. We have to back everything up. And we talk about the Q posts, you know, and where they link up. But we wouldn't be able to be broadcasting for this long if we were putting out clickbait. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Over exaggerate. We couldn't do it. So everything that we have to put out, we have to back up, you know, with corroborate every single thing we're saying, because then we're just not going to be taken seriously, and it discredits the whole truth movement and all the work that other people are doing.
Yeah.
So that's it. I'm off my soapbox now. We'll
Well,
be back
I'm going to
tomorrow.
jump right back on it because, on that note, we all have other jobs that we do for a living. None of us are making any money doing what we're doing here. This is not
Zilch, zilch, nothing.
absolutely nothing. We don't bring in a dime. And it's not about that to us. It's about bringing the truth. And that's why we're highlighting that so big today. We're bringing this news to you, but it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of research to get to the truth because anybody can say, hey, did you hear about that? But, where did you hear that from? And what's the backstory, right? So we are questioning everything. We are bringing that to you. If you would like to support this channel, we would love it. You can buy us a coffee. It's on the website. But I found them. Well, they found me, and then I found them. But I am huge fans of Lou and Kat because of exactly this. They go out of their way to make sure that what they bring is top notch. And I appreciate that. And I am honored to be part of it. So thanks for having me, ladies. God bless.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, Christine.
Means a
Yeah,
lot.
we're in it for the truth, and we're in it for the truth.
We're in it for the kids.
Yeah, that's
We're in it for the kids.
absolutely. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's
No
that's what
one
I
is the
100%
only thing
love.
that's the only thing that matters. And we know God's got this, but we've got to keep talking about it because everybody really needs to realize this is the most important thing. I'm sorry, it's more important than, yes, I know don't get me, 5G, there's one gone up, like thankfully not near my village, but just down in Paignton, gigantic one in sort of like one of the kind of struggling area of Paignton, just walloped up there. And as I pulled past, I opened, when I said 5G, I said, they're going to be kids getting really ill around here, And he's like, oh, no, I'm just working, I'm just doing the groundworks. I
Wow,
said,
you're still
there's going to be a
complicit.
lot of sick kids coming on, like, wow.
Crazy.
And I know it's important, but even so, what's going on in the classroom? This is really bad, and it's going to lead to really bad things,
Yeah,
really, really bad things.
is
There are children also, the
happening.
trafficking, as everyone knows, the whole child abuse, the institutionalized child abuse, the trafficking, and it all links to the everything links together at the end of the day.
Yeah.
As we're saying, it's the same players, we've got to talk about it because if we don't talk about it, we're complicit in it. Basically, we're allowing it to happen. People don't want to talk about it, but now is the time to talk, and more people are, and I'm very, very grateful for that.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for you too, and Jason and Rick and Kim and everybody who gets involved with this channel and supports us. So that's it. We are really going now. LibertyTactics.co.uk. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you all.
God bless.